Next applicant is the Chippewa Valley Theater Guild of Eau Claire. Take a look at the work samples. Ed, would you like to lead the review?
Okay, this is an organization with a budget around $250,000, $240,000. In the last year, they produced 10 productions, Broadway musicals, children's programming, for audiences around 8,000. They have one full-time director and one part-time administrative assistant. The Theater Guild, main stage, three shows, family production, children's shows, special funding events, educational classes, youth drama camp, Shakespeare workshop for teens. So they're covering a fairly wide gamut of plays. They had the 9th annual fairy tale ball for young children and families. More than 500 people attended that event. They have classes for children from age 4 to 18 in a series of theater arts classes. They have a reputation with for strong theater. They have longevity and with great volunteers, and they say a diverse board. They collaborate with the Eau Claire School District, University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. They offer free quality theater classes within their summer school enrichment program, and they also partner with the local Boys and Girls Club. They are a community partner with the university through the Service Learning Department. And students there can participate based on that program.
2 minutes.
They are concerned about being perceived as old, and their season ticket holders are aging. The younger audiences have different tastes, so they're looking at stepping up their marketing and perhaps looking at play selection that might be more attractive to the other generations. And looking for new and younger board members. I'll stop there for now.
Joe, your comments?
Their fundraising percentage is 15.6% of their budget. To me was that their executive director's salary is 20% of their expenses, which is not to say that the executive director is overpaid. I'm quite sure she's not. But perhaps there's the organization at this point to continue its operation is looking to expand its budget, and perhaps the fundraising and the new venue is an opportunity for them to do that. They have the advantage or challenge of a brand new venue, which I haven't seen yet, but here is wonderful in Eau Claire. I thought that this organization was for community theater, which has often got some challenges in structuring the self-aware tools of evaluation and education and marketing and that sort of thing because of the heavy volunteer base. I thought this one reflected the fact that they have an executive director and they have more of that material there, and it positions them for their growth. I love the fairy tale ball idea. Probably will steal it. This is one of the things that I don't know where we go with things like this, but I'm always bothered when someone says we have award-winning productions, And I don't see any awards.
Yeah.
You know, show me one. Show what awards are we getting? You know, because that's obviously that's cool. And but there's nothing there. I did appreciate that there was a review of a production that was there, so it wasn't you know, just a shot in the dark. I think that the narrative spoke to me as being pretty self-aware of what their next steps might be, and I'm curious to see where they go to execute those next steps. Especially, it's always a after all of those years at the state to be moving into this new theater. It's an opportunity. I was glad to see them facing the challenges that all community theaters are facing right now with the changing audience base and where to go with those shows. That's what I have.
Thank you.
Other comments?
I did notice that they provided the educational tool, but it was more of a survey results. So I was just unsure as to what that piece was.
So they,
as an educational
they labeled educational materials,
yeah,
and what
but
they
it just
provided was the results of a survey related to their education work or related to something else?
It looks like it's their productions, and it just says 2016 survey results.
Did they submit anything for evaluation?
Yes, they did.
Other comments?
I really appreciated their calling out their commitment to working with Felika Duckworth-Lawton in her role as Equity, Diversity, and Inclusivity Fellow. And then I also, in their assessment tools, I appreciate that they called out that they're polling their volunteers. They're not just talking about their audience, they're talking about the people that are doing the work for them.
Good. Maggie, any comments?
Nothing to add.
Any further comments? Thank you.